What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It's Are You the One time. So Bria sons Morgan recording Zach. Tevin plays Kenya or gave Kenya a taste of his own medicine, and Asia shakes things up. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller, y'all. Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Oh man, this is how this day is going. But yeah, definitely rest in peace, Mac Miller. Man. The song is so dope.
Too soon.
Hey.
Right. That part.
Is this off his new album?
No, this is the last one. Which new album is dope too.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. This day is crazy. If we told you what's been going on behind the scenes, you wouldn't even believe it. See, can't even talk. But let me tell you something. We're going to do this show, and it's going to be amazing. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and next to me is the amazing, the incomparable Miss Sensational Play.
What's up, everybody? And I wish I had some wine to be drinking with y'all, because I know a lot of you guys in the lives right now are drinking, so I wish I was having a little sip with y'all. So what's up, y'all?
Yeah. And late but never on lateness, it's Melody Rose, Messy Melody.
Hey, guys. I already told you, you can't rush perfection. So.
Oh.
I'm here right on time.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right on your time. And of course, you know, my A1 since day one, the Filipino king, Nilo Lilera, is here.
Yeah. I was here early, right? I was here pretty early.
You were.
Yeah,
you
shout
were.
Out to me.
You guys do pretty good. You guys do good.
It's your boy, and you know what's going on, y'all.
Yeah. So,
we're so. Can we get the vibes up in
right.
here?
Right. We need to turn the music back on
can
or something.
The music back on?
I know, right? We're just so off. Okay.
It's like one of those days, one of those weeks.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, let me just share something with you real quick. So, we've been promoting our guests coming in. We're super excited for Bria and for Asia that's going to be here. They're not quite here yet. So that's why you see us a little off, because normally we got a routine. We ready to go. We got the lights and fire and all that kind of stuff. But they will be here very shortly. So yes. We're going to start with the show and start talking amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when they pop in, we're going to get turnt. And that's how it's going to go down. So
all
boom.
Right.
There it is.
We have it.
So that being said, what do you guys think about this episode that happened this week?
You know,
it's like today.
It's a little off.
Yeah. It had its moments, which was cool. But as a cohesive episode, it's all right for me.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of, you know, feelings were brought out in this episode, you know, since they all like had their exes beforehand. And it was just bound to find out that Kenya was going to figure out the whole situation with Jasmine. And I do feel like the whole situation with Jasmine's a little sticky, icky, because I was like, girl, last week I was like, you know, she made her way into the mix. But then I'm like, girl, now you need to take yourself out the mix. The way that Tevin's talking about her.
Can you blame her for being obsessed with me?
Right. The way that Tevin's talking about her.
That was hilarious.
Are you guys surprised?
Like, you.
I wasn't.
Well,
I mean,
I knew he wasn't
feeling
her.
I thought he was a better guy than that.
I knew he wasn't feeling her. And that's why I said last time she needs to leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. But you guys, did say that.
When people in the comments were like, why? She's just playing. She's playing stupid is what she's doing.
Well, I think he's basically.
No. But he's letting her attention. Do it.
But he's getting the attention. And it was, if you think about it, he really didn't even go that route with her until, you know, his started doing what she was doing.
He needed the attention at that
time.
So he went to go find it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I said last week. I was like, can you imagine if every time he doesn't get that attention, he's always going to go because the opportunity, you know, is there in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was my question last week, was like, could this happen again? Possibly, because look at their relationship going back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. Don't worry. We're going to start anew again. But it's like a constant cycle and constant situation.
And then fast forward to like the matchup ceremony. I was
that was
like,
a mess.
Ew, Jasmine, like you definitely are looking like a psycho. Like before I was like, okay, like she really just likes this guy. And like, you know, she really trying to find her way in because like there's a possible chance because Kenya does keep on fucking up. Up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, girl, you know, you in this to win this, you know what I'm saying? And then like this episode came and I was like, all right, you know, she's kind of getting called out, but at the same time it's like Tevin's leading her on in a way by even going through with the whole thing. And then the way he's like talking about her is fucked up. And then fast forward to the, again, to the matchup, and she just looked thirsty as hell. I mean, all the girls were giving it to her pretty tough. You know, Asia was like, he wants nothing to do with you and all that mess. And I was just like, ooh, girl, like, ooh,
it's really,
you just knew what Tevin was saying about you.
Right. It's really interesting, too, because if we look back a couple of weeks ago when we had Kenya on and she brought, you know, Jasmine's behavior up, and she said, look, did you see when they had that party with other Are You the One alumni?
Right.
And she was the only there by herself around all the dudes. You know, it's like she said no females or wanted to be around her. The house was divided.
Yeah.
It was her and it was all the other females kind of got along and she was a loner.
Yeah.
And her name is literally the perpetual side chick.
Side chick.
And that's what she's acting as.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's almost like, you know, when you get that situation, do you know your worth? Because I think she sees Tevin as this good looking dude. And I think I'm curious to think that if she would still be as attracted to him if he wasn't, you know, fooling with Kenya. You know what I'm saying? If he was just doing his thing by himself. Because, you know, some people.
I think she would.
But I don't know if it would be to that degree. And I'm just curious.
I get what you're saying, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Over a title, the perpetual side chick, right?
Right.
So you would think if she was in. Could she be attached to anyone who's not attached to anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or is that a game that she just continually plays or whatnot? And like you said, you want to have more respect for yourself and you want to, you know, you want to get out of that hole or whatnot. So I totally agree. I know what you're saying. So that makes me kind of wonder if that, you know,
but then,
what's next for her?
Right. But then also it's easy in this scenario, Are You the One, right? This microcosm, to play the role like, oh, I'm just playing the game.
Right.
Because until you're a confirmed perfect match, that's what you're supposed to do, which is why this show is so evil, because you literally put these people in and then they start, you know, connecting
it's
and all this kind of stuff.
Not for the play or the play yet.
It's like, yo, so I want to get to know him too, because he could be my match. No, but I'm with him. And so you really, it always, every season, it creates this dynamic it always breeds drama and you always have this.
Well, what did you guys feel about the mashup at the Fate button?
The Fate button?
It didn't even. Why?
I'm hating this Fate button.
Remember what we always say, like, it works if the matchup is going to come to where it should be or where they need it to be?
Sure.
This helped nothing at all.
No, not at all.
How did you guys feel about Quasi this episode? Because I feel like this is the first episode we're really kind of getting to know him.
Am I alone in this?
Well, but do you think, I mean, he snitched though.
Not only did he snitch, it wasn't even the snitching, because you know what? She was bound to find
out.
Someone was about to tell her.
But still,
even that. I did not like what he was talking about on the date with Morgan. Like, he was coming off. Like, I was just like, if you're really trying to get to know me, like, your vibe is like, hella.
Like, not really giving the chance to the situation.
Right.
Yeah,
because
he's
I'm not into you right off the bat.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a little too cocky.
Yeah, that's not like
he's extremely very cocky.
No, he's extreme. I can't remember what his tagline is, but it's along those lines.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's very, very cocky. You see what he's literally talking about, you know, had a name for it and everything. And I'm like, bruh, okay, first of all, if you're the first time you're trying to connect with someone, that's a way to not have them be like, oh my gosh, yes, exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, no one is going to do that.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of like, this is me, take it or leave it type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see how anyone is going to go for that for the long haul.
Right.
Like, and try to make a true connection.
Shout out to Zay Talk in the live chat saying, Tevin snitched first, so it's fair game. Okay, I see you, Zay.
He did snitch first.
Yeah, he did snitch first.
But still, it was not like he snitched on, you know. I'm just trying to think, like, what Quasi's motive was.
He wants to move in.
Yeah.
So you think that's what it is?
That's what he said.
He literally said that.
He said, you know what, this is my chance. Yeah, here we go, and I'm about to come in.
Which is so, I don't know how I missed that. But that's so whack to me. Like, that's the way you should be able, if you like somebody, especially in this house, you should be able to, you know, do your thing. If you want to fluff your feathers and be like a peacock, then let them, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't, like, I'm going to do you dirty, and then I'm going to smooth, like, swipe in.
It is kind of whack. I get it. But I guess that's his way of playing the game. And, you know.
And you have to make some type of way.
And it ensures camera time.
And it ensures camera time.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Keep it real. Yeah.
That's true. I just think there's a lot of snitching within the guys, which you don't typically see.
Is that like new to you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I missed it, but I don't never seen it like in this
guys
regard.
Guys be talking.
I'm not saying guys don't talk, but
in this series.
In this series though, it's like life. Really bad. Like you said it, life. Come on, man. Like we're talking about either way. We ain't talking about real life.
Who hurt you, girl? Who hurt you? What's his name?
No. Come on. She's like,
let me at him.
Melly always be doing that. She be doing some sneaky stuff and like, what? But in what happened last week? Like she be bringing in real life. Like, we ain't talking about your life, girl. Like, stop it. It's not what we doing.
Sometimes you got to get real. You got to get real. One other thing I do want to say, you know, a lot of people are saying how both of the females came up to the other girls. Like, how Bria came up to Morgan.
Right.
And then...
Oh, awesome.
And then Kenya, you know, came up to Jasmine.
Right.
I think we should talk about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely want to talk to Bria about how she came up to Morgan because I was shook myself and I was just watching from the... From outside.
You know what I mean? Definitely wasn't shook. I was confused.
When you guys, just confused.
But why?
Because it's like, why are you belittling Morgan? Like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, the way she was coming at Morgan was kind of like, girl, this is irrelevant.
I get it.
That's a good question.
Why? So, yeah, I'm going to ask
I think it was her, she was in her feelings at that time. Like, you messed around with the dude that I want to be with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to you that way because I want to let you know I'm the biggest, baddest bitch.
Yeah, so we're going to see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's about to happen
in just a couple seconds here.
It's about to go down. So yeah, definitely put those on, those headsets. We are live.
We're gonna get a mic check.
Yeah. Yes. We already got it checked out. Just put them on and we're getting right into it. So we've been talking about, of course, this episode, and so you stepped in right in because Sensei, basically, in the live chat is popping, so they got lots of questions.
Mm-hmm. First of all, you've been the firecracker of the season, mm-hmm. for sure, you know, and you have so many fans riding for you right now in the live chat.
I love you guys.
Just know that you have a lot of ride or dies right now. But I do have to say, because, you know, there have been talking about how, like, you came up to Morgan and how Kenya came up to Jasmine and, like, those kind of confrontations. Mm-hmm. And to me, I was like, the way you came at Morgan, I was like, you kind of came at her to where she was probably kind of confused, like, where is this kind of coming from? But then it was kind of like, to me, it was like, kind of wasn't really needed, right? I mean, what?
I definitely feel like it was necessary.
Okay.
I wanted to let Morgan know how I was feeling, and there's a lot of things that are left out that you guys don't get to see. Mm-hmm. So there was definitely situations before that had called for that or that led to that conversation.
Can you expound on what happened?
It's kind of hard to do that, but Morgan came to me, as I mentioned, at the matchup ceremony, and she told me, Bria, there's nothing going on with Zach and I. Like, there's nothing happening. I'm not interested. Like, there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. And I told her verbatim. I was like, girl, do what you want. At this point, you know, he and I had actually kind of separated. Yeah. So things definitely seem a different way. And like I said, I don't like being lied to. And I felt like I was lied to. And the way she kind of walked around the house, you guys wouldn't really get to see, was, oh, I'm with him now. Like, this is, like he was a trophy. Like, he was a prize. Mm. Like, so I wanted to, exactly. And that's why I went to her and I said, don't think that you have the one up. Because that's not the case. Mm.
Which made sense if we fast forward to the preview of next week. We see you going with Zach, which kind of made sense, kind of come full circle on the situation.
Exactly.
You were telling her pretty much, like, don't sit comfortable. Like, I can still take him when I want to take him.
That's not necessarily what I was telling her. I always knew within myself that I could. It was just a reminder for her, like, just think a little bit more before you act, because there's a lot more that's going on that you don't know about. He's telling me one thing, he's telling you another thing, and it's not my business to say, oh, this is what he's saying to you, this is what he's doing to you, mm-hmm. but I'm just letting you know that there's more to it than you actually know, so don't get too comfortable.
Okay. Because she does seem like a quiet girl. Like, you know,
She's passive, I think. Like, she lets people crawl over her. That's what I saw on this episode, where somebody says something and she doesn't necessarily stand up for herself, or she plays in the background.
And kind of sneaks around. Which is interesting.
So, I mean,
keyword.
I don't know, snakes be in the grass.
Morgan,
The door was open, like, for us to all be honest with each other and just say, hey, I'm getting to know this person. Go ahead, do it. This is after we had talked and we decided we needed to branch out. We needed to get to know other people. So there was no need for lying at that point. At that point, it seemed like it was blatant disrespect.
Or do you think she was just scared of you? Let's just be honest here. Was
she scared?
Like 50% probably half of it. Why she couldn't be straight up with you. Because at that time, that was after the whole, like, in the confession room. And, like, you know what I'm saying? You went ham low-key on her.
Yeah. Knock, knock, hello, come out.
And so I feel like probably half of it, she was like scared as shit to even tell you the truth.
Like I said, the door was always open. There are conversations that weren't shown between Morgan and I where I'd pull her to the side, like personally, and be like, hey, let's talk. I understand that this is what you're doing. Don't feel you have to lie to me. You know, one thing she always told me was that she liked the confidence that I had in myself. And I would try and help her and be like, yo, you shouldn't feel like you're a beautiful girl. Like, that's not something I'll ever take from her. But there are conversations that were had where I would explain to her, like, or try and, you know, build her up. And I just felt like those things weren't shown. So I don't feel like she should have been scared because the door was open and I made it a point that I was there.
So question. So if she were upfront with you, 100% upfront with you, and you know she was playing the game, you would have a lot more respect for her.
100%. It was all about lying. At this point, I had emotionally pulled away. When my girl came to me the night of that luau and talked to me, I pulled it together. And that's not what you guys are really seeing, but it was pulled together. And if she had came to me and been honest, go ahead, please just do your thing. We're playing a game. At this point, money was on my mind.
Okay.
I want to go, Abria, just back, and I'm going to talk to Asia in a minute because this whole shake-up thing, figured out what you were doing.
There's a lot of things we're going to talk about.
All right. But Asia, I want to know because, like Sensei was saying, you've been a firecracker since episode one. I wanted to know, what was it about Zach that really gravitated you towards him? Because you seemed like you was on him like immediately.
That's still kind of hard for me to answer. I really have a thing for dorky white boys. Like, I just do. Okay. That's just my type. Like, I just do. And he, something, like, we talked, like, we had a lot of good conversations. There was more than just the physical there. I feel like his weird side matched mine, and that's something that I gravitate towards. And one of my things is loyalty, you know? Like, I'm big on loyalty. If I like this person, I care about this person, this is where my emotion's going. And that's why things come out the way that they do, because my loyalty was there. But definitely the fact that our weirds kind of matched each other.
These DMs that you're about to get after this. Right. All these dorky white boys from across the United States of America are about to hit you up real quick.
100%. Asia, what did you see with them that you didn't see with anyone else? Because like you said, the girls were scared of Bria.
Yeah. I just felt like even talking to her after the show and getting like her input of what her and Zach and the connection that she really had with him, I had no idea. Like, I never understood it because obviously I was on the side like, what are we doing? Why are we tripping off of Zach? No shade, but I'm just saying. But it was just kind of like, I didn't understand it. And even now, some of the conversations that she tells me and just things that she knows about Zach, I'm like, okay, well, I can understand because I never got to know Zach like you did. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are not going to see that, or at least haven't been able to see it so far. And I think the same with him and Morgan. Like, Zach was very selective with who he chose to open up to. I think Bria was one of the only ones that he chose to do that with. So for me, I never really understood it. I just wrote for her because that was her guy. So I was like, if you rocking with Zach, I'm rocking with you. So.
And, you know, so Asia, when you were here the first time, you really, you know, we asked you about Bria right off the bat because of how the episode turned out.
Yeah.
You defended her, and every other guest who's been with us has defended you and said, you know, you're the sweetest girl. Mm-hmm. Because what we see on MTV is totally different. What we hear in the chat and see in the chat and what people think.
Right, look how she said it.
All sweet and, like, perfect. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, how did you feel seeing yourself on TV? I know it must have been hard to see how they portrayed you or whatnot. And, like, here's your chance, basically, to explain yourself to all the fans that are wondering.
Yeah, I was so excited for this experience. Like, it was something I was really looking forward to. And the premiere, it kind of caught me off guard a little bit because there was so much more that was going on in the house, and it seemed like the first 2 hours was just focused on me. And it made me look and be like, wow, like, that's really, like, how things were going. That's how I reacted. So obviously it helped me, you know, self-reflect, which I had a lot of time to do in the house. But I was definitely taken aback by the fact that they were, like, making me look, like, really insane. Like, the people in the house I had and have solid relationships with. And when they wanted to spaz out like I did, I was there to stop them from doing that and say, this is not going to, you know, solve that problem. So there was so much more to me that, you know, the world didn't get to see, and hopefully they will get to see. But my house guests, they know my heart. They know how I am. And my family and I do. So that's all that matters. Nice. 100%.
There we go.
I mean, because you've never been on reality TV before this. So you kind of came in with just like an open
exactly. mind. And I just wanted, like, everyone had a different reason for going on the show. Some people wanted love. Some people wanted money. I went in open-hearted. Like, I wanted to find love. I felt like I had moved on from a past relationship. I was ready for it. So other people were, you know, straight gay mode, and I was open heart. So everyone had to find the balance throughout, and we were all learning as we were going. So,
word.
Yeah, still learning this episode.
Exactly. Does Mo really just cook and clean? And I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with old boy.
We love Mo. Mo is dope. First of all, he is Chef Mo. Like, he cooked it up many times. Thankful for him because we ate well, Chef for Mo sure. We ate very well. He cleaned, which was nice because none of the other brothers really cleaned anything, or some of the females, let me just say. So we appreciate Mo. But, I mean, I think it just took longer for Mo to kind of feel comfortable enough to approach females because he was shy, you know what I mean? There was a lot of stronger guys in there with their personalities, so he kind of immediately went to the side. But he ended up having good conversations with myself often, Bria.
All the time.
Yeah, it took him a little while, that's all.
I was going to say, like, that's a catch.
Okay, yeah. Like,
cooking and cleaning. Perfect house husband.
Every day, like.
It seemed like the girls would go for that.
I don't understand. Right. Why are the girls not after him?
You know, okay.
I feel like sometimes some of the girls like guys that were more aggressive. Mo has his own personality, and he goes about things in a different way, and he shows you he cares by being the shoulder to cry when someone else hurts you. Or like, I'm a vegetarian, and he'd bring me, you know, he'd make steaks for everyone else and bring me, you know, shrimp. Like, he would take care of me. Like, he shows that in a different way, and I feel like some of the girls wanted the more aggressive guy, maybe.
Okay. His Instagram tells different because all these girls are super thirsty on his Instagram right now.
No, really?
Yeah, so when we were watching the episode, I peeped his Instagram and I looked at it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. They're like, where's your screen time? Right. I'm here waiting for you. Check your DMs, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, he's not doing too bad.
Right. One of the things that comes up, and we were talking about this before you guys walked in, me and Melody are. I don't know about tell y'all, but the fate button, that crap that you guys are doing, I hate that thing. We all hate it.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel? Because obviously, this is the first time they've done it. So you guys are season 7, so they're trying something new. I feel like, personally, and I've said this, I feel like it gives you a disadvantage because you don't get to, it's literally just fate. You know, you can push the button at a certain time, and you've pushed the button, and you know, it stops when it stops. Mm-hmm. How did you guys feel how do you feel about the fate button? Do you think it helps or hurts?
I think it hurts. I think, like you said, we lose all control. We have no, like, they did say previously in previous seasons, sometimes they would try to throw the challenges, so it gives them more control.
Sure.
We clearly lose any type of control, you know what I mean? So us going up there and having to leave it up to fate and having no control of who we can put in there, if the couples that are bonded happen to go in that, you know what I mean, within that four, it just makes things a lot harder. And I think it causes more friction, I think, than anything.
I completely agree. Completely agree with that.
Yeah, fate needs to go.
Yeah. I hope they don't do it again. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we did see that, obviously, you do have a perfect match at this point. And it is attributed, I guess you could say, to the fate button because you guys got to pick that. Mm-hmm. But I want to say, is that lucky or is it how that worked?
Is it lucky? Is it fate?
That's what I'm saying. Know? Like,
I feel like the producers be setting that shit up.
So it's the producer button.
Let's get into the matchup because there was a lot of stuff that went on, including the two of you. Asia, you had, and I want to really get the backstory for this because it seemed like the way they portrayed it is you said, look, I got this great idea. We just going to switch it up and then this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you rallied all the troops and all the girls were like, yeah. And then they did that and the guys were like, what? And then you got to be. So what happened?
Like, okay, so it was our week. So I was like, okay, ladies, we got to change things up. We've been at three beams pretty strong. We got to change things. You know what I mean? We've had couples that have sat with each other every single week. We have no answers. So it was kind of like, okay, why don't we keep, obviously, the one couple that we really thought was a perfect match was Kenya and Tev. Let's keep them together. Let's not rock that boat. You know what I'm saying? We already had her in a truth booth, whatever, you know? So let's keep them solid and let's mix people around, but mix you with somebody who makes sense. Not a complete random, but somebody that you may have established or are beginning to establish a relationship with, but you haven't had a chance to really get to know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we'll just sit in sit with anybody, but sit exactly. with somebody that makes sense, you know? Right. So we go up there and everybody kind of sat with someone, like me and Cam, for instance. There's a lot of traits that we have that I thought could be a match. And he's one of my closest friends throughout the entire thing. So why not, you know? Yeah. It answers questions for everyone. But how it didn't show was Jasmine was supposed to pick Lewis because that was somebody that she actually was having conversations with that week. So we were like, you know what? That'll answer questions for you and me if we get an extra beam, you know? Right. So go that way. We know Tevin is probably not your match, so stop playing, you know? Stop playing. But we go, and everybody was on the same page. Everybody. All the troops. Nobody had nothing to say.
The guys, I mean? Too?
The girls. Oh, all the girls were like, okay. We like this plan. Let's do it, you know?
So she agreed to this plan.
Yes, she did. Looked at me in my face. Then we get there, and we had a different story, and everybody was like, what the hell? Like, you just now everything's changed. Now we have random pairings because you chose to do it wrong, you know? Because
it throws it. So,
throws everybody off. Right. And then the boys, for whatever reason, felt like they knew what they were doing or have done it better than we could have. I didn't know what that was.
Even though
I
was stayed like, at three beam.
Have your thoughts. It's okay. But
wait, so I do want to know, why does everyone think that Kenya and Tevin are a perfect match? Honestly, because they have a rocky relationship.
They do.
Pretty rocky. So, they like, do. What made you guys, like, set, like, what was it?
For me, when we first came into the house, Kenya and I, we kind of became friends fast. I noticed Zach right away. She noticed Tevin right away. So it was an initial attraction, and then they got to know each other. It just seemed so natural. The things that she was lacking, he brought, and there just seemed like there was a balance there that some of us even couldn't understand, but we saw it. Mm-hmm. There was just a vibe that we all got, and we felt it. Yeah. Like, we really felt that they...
Okay.
And to go through what they went through and having us, like, see it, like, even the ex episode, like, that was tough for Tevin to handle it, but he handled it well, you know? And even the conversation that they had and were able to, fix it and go back to, like, okay, let's move forward, that shows a lot. So, for us, it was the strongest, for sure.
The situation, we were talking about it earlier before, you know, I feel like Kwazi was a snitch to Kenya, personally. But the thing that happened between, you know, Tevin and Jasmine, do you think that was karma? Or do you think that, you know, he was in the wrong? Because she was visibly, obviously, upset when she found out. Mm-hmm. She pulled her out, you know, and said, did you do this? And then she said, yeah. And then you went and talked to Tevin. Do you think she was right in that? Because she kind of did the same thing, but...
As far as, was Kenya right?
Yeah, was Kenya right in being mad at Jasmine?
I personally felt like Kenya didn't have a right to be mad at Jasmine just because she knew that Jasmine was going to keep coming for Tevin. Okay. She already established, we not friends, I don't like you, bitch, we're cool, you know what I mean? So it was like, whatever she does at this point is in spite of you. You're enemies, I don't care what you're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. So why would you expect for her to tell you? And I don't think that Kenya expected her to tell her. It was more so kind of like, wow, Tev, you really did this shit. I think that's why her reaction was kind of like, let me go get validation from her.
Gotcha.
Because she knew Jasmine wasn't going to lie.
Exactly.
And then let me go handle my problem with Tevin.
So, Bria, do you think that she had a right to be mad at Tevin at that point?
I think out of the fact that he knew the issues that Kenya and Jasmine had before, I feel like she had a reason to be upset at the disrespect of who it was. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she was, you know, doing her thing, talking to her ex, and he was off doing his. So I don't think she should really be mad at him, per se. Like, maybe just because it was Jasmine.
Because she didn't like her.
And, and Jasmine was just always there, readily available.
And according to... ready and available. It seemed like when we had Kenya on the show, she sounded like no one really was messing with Jasmine. Is that true?
I wasn't.
Oh.
But I think, you know what? There's certain things that I don't know if they're going to show or not. But one, I think... Like I said in my statement, one of the interviews they showed, I said, you may be living with the fellas and you're trying to get their admiration, but you're also sleeping with the females. Mm-hmm. So there's a certain level of respect that you should have, regardless. I'm not saying we got to be friends, but your cleanliness needs to be up to par. Clean up after yourself. You know what I mean? Certain things like that.
What did you say on the episode?
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
And then you said something else.
I said, and none of them are next to God. What I mean? I was like, there's certain things I'm like, as a female, you know, I see the way you move and it determines if I want to be around you or not. And I think from the fella's perspective, they felt the same.
Did she know what Tevin was saying about her? Like, what he was saying to Kenya and everything like that?
Probably
like,
not.
She didn't know.
Probably not, but she should have been able to pick up on vibes.
That's what everyone was saying.
Day one.
Just because, you know, she's labeled the perpetual side chick. And, you know, we want the best for people. We want them to move on from the situation. Yeah. But when you keep on coming back to the situation, it doesn't really help your situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we just wonder if she ever going to just get out from the whole
whole thing.
One more thing on that subject. During the matchup ceremony, when she did call out Tevin to be matched with him, mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, to your account, messed everything up, mm-hmm. is that why you went? Because you really went off on her.
I popped off. I'm going to be honest. I think more of that side is going to be coming up shortly, I think, within these next couple of episodes. But we get to a point where we're a couple weeks in here, and my head is looking at money, dollar signs, mm-hmm. really. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there may be feelings that are going around the house, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I have an objective, and we need to focus, you know? Yeah. And I think in that situation, you are so stuck on stupid with someone who's not even giving you the same in return. When we clearly see a solid relationship with another female in the house, you're a problem. Mm-hmm. And you're not really looking for a match. Who is your match, you know? And you just completely threw a whole plan for your own benefit. I feel some kind of way.
I would feel some kind of way. So that's why I popped with your money.
Yeah. So you're right to get... I'm going to pop off on whoever I feel like is... Right. You know what I mean?
No, I'm sure you are. I'm very sure you are.
You know, I'm just saying.
I was just curious at that point. And Bria... when it was Morgan's turn, of course, mm-hmm. she picked Zach, which you said was planned.
Oh,
you
that
said
was planned?
You had the talk.
Oh, yeah, that was planned.
But you mm-hmm. did call her out for being fake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, were you mad that she... I mean, you obviously couldn't be mad that she picked Zach, mm-mm. but you were upset at what happened between
yeah,
them.
It was... That was my time to call her out for it. Like I said, it wasn't about Zach at this point. It was my turn to say, Morgan, this is why there's an issue with us, because you lied to me, not because you're with Zach, because you're picking Zach. Do that. I see it. I'm okay with it. But you lied to me, and this is me letting you know this is where the issue comes from. So don't think it's him. It's not.
Mm. And the other cast members didn't know that happened, did they? Because their reaction was, like, totally off.
I think they were more surprised at me just calling her out like okay. that. Yeah. But everyone picked up on the vibes, too. That's mm-hmm. why people were willing to, you know, vouch for me right. and be like, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Because everyone saw the way she was... Snaking through the grass.
The one house.
So, since Bria, since you and Zach were off for a while, like, was there any other guys you were feeling or trying to get to know? Like, since you decided to say, like, fuck him, I'm doing me.
Like I said, my loyalty was definitely a big thing. So I had my strong attraction there, but I was definitely mingling and getting to know other people. I sat with Mo, and like I said, there were conversations that weren't shown with Mo. Mo was someone I was really getting to know at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously you got one more beam other than the perfect match that you already had. Now knowing, you know, the backstory, do you feel that it was, Jasmine's fault because she didn't follow the narrative that was supposed to happen?
I don't know if I would blame her and make it her fault. Mm-hmm. I think that even though we didn't necessarily go through with the full plan, there was still important information that we found out. Like, she found out for herself, it's probably not me and Tevin as a match. You know what I'm saying? And I think for everybody else individually, if you sat with somebody that made sense to you, you got some answers.
Yeah.
So it wasn't an answer as far as us getting six beams like we would have hoped, but we got information, you know, if you did it right.
Who'd y'all think that one beam was?
What'd you say?
Who'd y'all think the one
at
beam
that,
was?
At that time, at the point in time.
I don't even know if we knew.
I don't.
Fate button really had us feeling like, damn, like, we have no control. Yeah. Like, how can we even, how it's do we know, so true, you know? Yeah. And then people not following plan and doing other side
switching
stuff.
Switching it up.
It's like, there's no way we're going to figure this out.
And then Uncle... Terrence, he was upset. He scolded y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does this once an episode every season.
This time was the one.
And I was like, you guys went back. Go back and think about this and use your heart. Yeah. And I was like, dang, he's going in on y'all.
Terrence was coming at us hard sometimes. I'd be like, damn, T, whose side are you on? Like, we're trying to figure it out.
You're helping us.
Well, it seems like, I mean, and I got a chance to talk to him last season at the reunion. And I asked him, I said, bruh, I said, you're the host, but are you really invested in these people? And he's like, no, I'm really invested. Like, I really want them to find their match. I want them to find love if that's what they're looking for. And I definitely want them to all get the money. So it's like he's really, you know, embodying into it. And it's not just, you know, for TV or for whatever. So when he said that, I felt like, ooh, he's really not playing.
Go Terrence.
Go Terrence. Absolutely.
So, Bria, we have some questions in the live chat.
Okay.
So we have Kia Purcell is asking, wanting to know, kind of, you know, if you have any words for Giselle or anything that she was saying on Twitter.
Who's Giselle?
Jaless.
I don't even know her name.
Who's Jaless?
Oh! Okay.
Next question.
Not familiar.
Okay, well. Skirt on that one. Yes. Okay, well, crap, you didn't give me enough time.
She was like, mad.
Okay, well, they want to know how both of you guys felt about Nutsa. And if you guys, like, vibed with her because she was, like, vibing with Jasmine. Did you guys?
That's a
tough one.
You guys saw in the beginning, Nitz and I had our problem because she had her thing with Zach. I already had my reservations about her. Mm-hmm. There are definitely things that you pick up on throughout, you know, the house, and you see her being friends with Jasmine. But I will never say anything negative about her. I think Nitz is hilarious, and I will leave it at that.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, I like that answer.
Okay.
That was good.
Asia's quiet.
Keep it quiet. From
the, if I ain't got nothing good to say.
That's a good answer, Brie. I'm not gonna say nothing.
That's what my grandma told me.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm curious. I see you guys go live a lot after the show. Mm-hmm. Do you guys watch each other's lives? The people that you don't even mess with?
People I don't like? Absolutely not. No. I don't even follow.
And but do you get word back when they do talk about you on their lives?
You know, there's like those pages, like the little fan pages that'll DM you, and I'm really unconcerned. I just feel like unless you're going to bring it here, I really could care less. That's why I don't follow you.
The investment with the AYTO fans and like letting us know on Twitter and the DMs is ridiculous. I know ridiculous.
Everything about
you.
Man.
Yeah, Missy Melody got it.
Right.
They're on it.
I want to know, because I'm here. I had this whole like dope introduction planned, but you know, I see I got my hat. So you're from Vacaville.
I am.
And so I want to know what
last week.
I want to know what is going on with the people of Vacaville. Like, are you the star in Vacaville? Like, what's cracking? And because I know Vacaville, for those who don't know, it's not a big town.
No, not at all.
It's rather small. It's right kind of on the cusp of the bay.
Yeah,
kind of the bay, but not really the bay. What's going on in Vacaville? I know you talked about your family. Your family's by your side, ride or die.
Yeah.
What's the other people in Vacaville?
There's nothing going on in Vacaville, which is why I was so like struck when I was, you know, chosen to be on the show. I was like, I'm just a little girl from Vacaville. You know, there was a band out there, Papa Roach, that like came from Vacaville.
I remember
too.
Man. They're originally from Sacramento. Which is where I'm from. Sacramento Kings, I got my hat. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. But there's not much going on there. So yeah, I definitely do get people who stop me and they're like, you're on Are You the One? Like, I had an older couple the other day that stopped me. They were like, in their 60s, and they were like, you're our girl from that show. And I was like, what age group's watching this? Like, it was weird.
Everybody.
It's like 14 to 85.
Exactly.
We have one more question.
So Reality Checked wants to know how you and Zach are now. Like, if you guys...
How are Zach and I now? There's still more to come in the season that'll definitely let you guys see, you know, why Zach and I are the way that we are today. I don't have anything bad to say about him either, other than the fact, like, you know, he definitely plays a big game, and I knew he was the whole time, so I'm aware of how he was on the show, how he is as a person, but I'm also aware of the conversations that we had with each other, and for that, I will never say anything bad about him or disrespect him. So Zach and I we're cool. We're in a cool place.
Did you know, before watching the show, that he liked how crazy you were?
Yeah, I was 100% aware of that. Like, Zach, he's the toxic person. Like,
he likes
the drama, and he makes it obvious. Like, you're able to pick up on, you know, signs like that. And he always, he came back. You guys see next episode, he's going to be.
You do say that.
Yeah. So it was very evident.
Asia, before we close out, I want to know at this point, what's going on with you and Lewis? At this stage of the game, because, you know, we saw what happened in the thug tears came
not
down.
A good week for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How are you and Lewis at this point in the game?
At this point in the game, we're good. Like, we that conversation that happened with me, him, and Kenya was a very raw conversation. There was a lot that wasn't shown as well, but at the end of the day, we resolved it and we just said, let's move forward. Mm-hmm. But in the back of my head, that was always there. To know that was kept, you know what I mean, in the dark. That's just how I felt. I wasn't mad at what was actually happened because you wasn't going to get it from me. Mm. It was just a matter of why some of my closest homies keeping me in the dark for so long. That's why I was frustrated, you know, and we're in an intense environment. I was blindsided. That's why the emotions came out. Mm-hmm. But with me and Lewis, after we patched that up, I was like, you know what? I'm cool to move forward. Just don't keep me in the dark like that. Like, there's no need. Just be honest if that's how you are. And moving forward, we were in a good spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bria, you have anything else to say that you've been wanting to say?
Sitting there all proper.
Bria,
you better get comfortable.
No, I'm chilling. Like, this is me. That's the thing. Like, people they're not getting to see that side. And what matters to me the most is embracing the love, you know, embracing the positive comments that I'm getting and the people who are open-minded and are understanding that reality TV, you know, understanding of what reality TV is. So more than anything, I just want to say, you know, I do love the people that are embracing me and the people that, you know, show me love every single day and are, you know, in my inbox. I see all of you guys and I love all of you guys. And I'm just glad you guys get to, you know, hear my side of the story.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what we do. We want everyone to come out here to, you know, hear your side or whatnot. So any other AYTO cast, I want to come out and explain yourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely said that the very first episode. I think, weren't you here? I was like, we need to bring Bria in to see how she's now after seeing everything.
And I was tweeting about you from the beginning. I was like, I want to be friends with Bria.
She was on it. She was
so I love she loves crazy you. Bria.
Good. She's there. She's always there.
She's always there.
She's always there. Don't get me wrong.
She's a lot of it. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to close out. But before we go, I just want to say thank you guys for coming in. The fans were like really, really wanting this.
Yeah, this chat is crazy.
So, yeah, it's going down. So I'm sure the comments will be. But I'm just glad to see you in person and to see and really get the inside scoop. This is what we love, as you know, we're super fans. That's why we do the show. So
we want to know
exactly. And so until we know the know, we got to go with what you know, we on the TV. So it's good to hear that. And there it is. So ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. You know, AYTO, this is how we do. It's been your host, Lim Gonzalez. And you can always find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. Also, you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com. I also have white pants on after Labor Day because I'm a thug. Sensei, where you at?
Y'all can follow me at Sensei Don't Play. I'm sorry, I had a pause. You are not going to wear white in fall. I'm not letting that happen.
And you guys, follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Yeah, it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Chat, let's go.
Bria, where can the fans find you?
You can find me at Bria Crystal with 3 A's on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, Asia.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kehlani Love.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Until next week, we'll see you. And guess what? We do have a new guest, and they're coming in. But we're not going to tell you until later, because that's how we do. All right, peace.
There you are.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.